F-word, not freaking, was used in the courtroom in Boston. Whitey Bulger and one of the people testifying against him got into an F-U match.
Uh-oh.
Actually, pretty amusing.
Now, they should have that case on TV. That would be an interesting
one. Yes, right. Court TV or whatever it is.
Well, because, you know, Headline News and CNN have been showing the Zimmerman trial throughout the day.
Very exciting. Seven after the hour, right. Jennifer Horn is here on the Good Day program to help us discuss some of the information that you probably would be finding important today. That's the idea of the Goodville Show. The Goodville.
But that's
Goodville.
Where we live. We all live in Goodville.
Goodville, right, yeah, as opposed to Pleasantville. 888-302-DOUG is the way you be in touch on the phone. Email to Doug or Jennifer at DougStefan.com. Ken Kessler not feeling well, so he's departed, and we will move.
Oh, don't say that.
Departed in that he's gone off to try to feel better.
Oh, okay. He's in bed.
Yesterday, you may have heard the Dream Big America contest. We'll bring you one of the contestants and the idea behind Dream Big America later on in this hour of the Good Day program. Meanwhile, to talk about what's going on, the issues of the day, I think it's kind of interesting that the feds are cracking down on debt collection practices by some of the biggest banks. This is a result of revelations, Jennifer, that some of the same practices have haunted the foreclosure of homes, like robo-signing, faulty documentation. This has all been part of the biggest problem. And these guys don't seem to learn. They get fined billions of dollars, and they're still pulling this stuff. Bank of America, Chase, Wells Fargo, to name a few, mm-hmm. are all up to their Mickey. Capital One is another one. Lenders, and they're like Capital One is too big. And so is...
they all are. Those people you mentioned.
They don't know. One doesn't know what the other is doing. And so as a result of that, not only have they... there are all kinds of errors. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14% of their monetary judgments against creditors have been wrong. When they are taken to court, they have to pay big fines. It's J.P. Morgan Chase. There are lots of bad judgments. I'll give you an example. The home that I own in California has a mortgage that is monitored by Chase. They bought out what was the previous bank and their position. And now I'm even that funny. I can't even remember who it was that I paid my mortgage to 3 or 4 years ago before things went south.
Were you GMAC?
No. It was a
bank.
It was a regular bank, yeah. Anyway, the point is that the mortgage was purchased, or the management of the mortgage was purchased, because that's all Chase does. They don't own the mortgage. You ask them who does, they won't tell you.
Right.
I want to know who I owe the money to. And then when you ask to come up with, I want to see the original documentation. Oh, we don't have it. It's in our closet somewhere in China. Well, that all stops every process again. If you can't see the original documentation, as far as you know, all this could be illegal. And if they don't produce the documentation, and I think you could probably figure out it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So the point of the story is don't let them push you around. That's really the point of the story. Do not let them push you around. I just kind of look at some of these things and I shake my head thinking, can they really be getting away with this stuff in a country that's so heavily regulated, that has so much government interference in our lives? Why can't they manage these banks that also are sort of sticking it? There is a certain amount of personal responsibility that cannot be ignored. You bought the home. You signed up for the credit card. You're spending the money.
And you chose to not read the loan documents.
Right.
We all did.
All those things are true.
Right.
I signed that day my name 141 times.
Oh, I believe it. Uh-huh.
On documents that look like a telephone book.
Yeah.
I remember the first mortgage I ever got when I was in my early 20s for the house that Tony and I lived in. When I went into the bank president, little bank that I still now patronize today, the president of the bank reached in his drawer and got out a piece of paper. He said, "Here, sign this." That was the only thing that I had to know about. He knew the house. He knew me. So he said, okay, yeah, we'll give you the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I...
Can't do that anymore.
Well, my heavens. There's so many regulations. I still have loans at this particular bank.
Mm-hmm.
And the president reminds me all the time about how unusual my situation is. And how the bank regulators look at it and say, look at that loan there. And I made my payments on time every single month in the 80 months that the note has been on the books. They don't care because there's some irregularity in how I'm paying for it. It's money that's coming directly that I pledged to the bank from a source that I have, and they don't like that. They want the checks to go, I mean, get out. What do you care where the money comes from? I'm paying my note. It's that kind of stuff, that micromanaging, that puts these smaller banks out of business because they have to hire compliance officers to screw around with these idiots that come from the regulation department. And they say, it's all to protect you. Bourgeois, go get in the face of Chase. Go get in the face of Wells Fargo. Go get in the face of Bank of America. That's what's going to protect us,
mm-hmm.
not you screwing around with some little local bank. It's, and the fact that we, again, put up with it is way over the top. So, anyway, having said that, there's a story at DougStephan.com today about Florida. So those of you who are in Florida, who go to Florida, who like Florida, who think of Florida as a cool place, you may want to pay attention to an item that's coming up in just a matter of moments. Jennifer Horn, Doug Stephan on Good Day at 14 after the hour.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10, feel the heal.
All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program for the 10th of July, one-third of the way through this month already. Jennifer, it seems like just yesterday you were saying, oh, it's July 1st, and then it was June 1st and May 1st.
Now it's going to be like the middle of July, and then it's going to be Christmas, and then it's going to be my birthday again.
Happy birthday. Around and round it goes, and where it stops, nobody knows. All right, so some of the other items of interest here today, the rocky transition in Egypt. A lot of people who are Morsi supporters basically being gunned down. Not a place that anybody...
Man, are you glad you don't live there or what?
Yes. Very happy. I would have been happy I didn't live there just because of how sick I got when I was my most recent visit there eating fruit. They keep the food cool with water that comes from the Nile River.
That's
the Nile River is filthy.
They're in denial about denial.
Okay, so now the crash probe into what happened to that jet in San Francisco. The fact that the plane apparently may have been, I'm doing may and perhaps and possibly and yada yada, been still on autopilot. The
really?
Four pilots apparently they weren't paying close enough attention to the autopilot, at least that's one of the theories. They didn't control the speed properly, and that's why the plane did what it did. So who's responsible for that? It's not the airplane's fault. They keep trying to find a way to blame the airplane.
Right. They don't want to have to deal with the
right.
You know, what's going to happen if it was pilot or if it was a mistake there.
I talked to somebody who works for Amtrak yesterday about this Canadian rail wreck.
Yeah.
What happened was there was a fire in the locomotive.
Mm-hmm.
They put the fire out and shut the engine down. Well, the engine and the 80 cars of oil that were with it were parked on a track that had a slope. And shutting off the engine meant that eventually the air pressure was going to let go. The way they set the brakes was not a permanent. It was set on engine brake. So the engine stops, the air pressure goes away, the brakes release, and the train starts just kind of slowly, and then it builds up speed, going down the track till it gets into this community. And the track in town was only rated for 10 to 15 miles an hour. The train came into town without anybody in the engine compartment, doing 40. And so when it went around the bend, the rail didn't support the car, so four or five of the cars filled with petroleum off the track into town. Everything blows up. Town burns to the ground. Lots of people hurt. And who's responsible? The firemen who put the engine fire out. They're the ones who set the
Now, I had heard, and I didn't know this, that it actually ran through like a nightclub.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
That's what a friend
of one of the cars that came off.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And that's what caused a lot. I mean, that's where a lot of the people missing came from, I guess.
Right. The I don't want to talk about the Boston bombing anymore. I mean,
everything is so depressing. Why is this news just all so thick?
The evidence piling up against Mr. Hernandez. Okay, that's fine. That's not fine, but. It's a really interesting piece of footage that's out of President Franklin Roosevelt, an Indiana professor, found some never-before-seen film of Roosevelt at Pearl Harbor being pushed in his chair. I thought everybody knew that this guy was in a wheelchair. That was a secret then? People didn't know that he was in a wheelchair. We all know it now. But apparently people didn't know that he was in a wheelchair, that he had affairs with his cousin, that he was a big smoker and drinker, but yet everybody seemed to think that he did a pretty good job as president. So it's interesting how you set the personal affairs aside of the individual.
Richard Nixon. Well, there was no TMZ then, so you didn't have to spread the word so easily.
That's probably true. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right about that. I mean, you said that facetiously, but that's true.
It's true.
21 after Jen and Doug on Good Day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Here on Good Day, a song that was number one during this week in 2000, I Turn to You. Why does this sound like Whitney Houston?
Because Christina has a great voice. Yeah.
But even the song sounds like a Whitney Houston.
Soulful thing.
Yeah. Yeah, a little. I just reached the nothing says she can't sound like somebody else and be successful as well.
That's right. And look, she did.
People are always trying to copy what. Nobody sounds like Jennifer Horne.
Never.
Nobody sounds like Doug Stephens. You can't complicate or duplicate what we have going on here. 25 past the hour. Let's spend some time having a little fun with the late night TV shows. We have Conan O'Brien, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon. I don't know what happened to Jay Leno last night. Not important. We'll have a laugh or two, and then we'll pay attention to some of the other things that were on television yesterday. We start with Conan O'Brien.
Word story in Pittsburgh. A man was arrested at a Taylor Swift concert for holding a sign that read, "Taylor Swift is with Satan."
Oh?
Yeah, Swift got angry and said, "For the record, Satan and I broke up 2 months ago." She wrote a song about it.
Oh, I can't wait. Get your cloven hooves off me.
Yeah.
Boy, you can sure tell it's summer. You know what I'm talking about? The temperature is warmer. Days are longer. George Clooney's girlfriend is a goner.
Connor.
You can sure tell. I didn't see that coming.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, George. George Clooney and his girlfriend split up, and we all know how this works now. The crown will be passed to the new girlfriend,
yes.
And then she will reign for a year.
That's just the thing that worked out. She cannot fulfill her duty.
Yeah, and the old girlfriend today was granted asylum in Venezuela. So
this is interesting. Political experts are saying that Joe Biden needs to start doing more fundraising if he wants to run for president in 2016. A lot of people are saying they definitely donate to a Biden campaign. Most of them are Republicans, but still, they would definitely want to see him run. And I heard that President Obama is getting a new limousine that will have advanced night vision capabilities. Yeah. The technology even has a cool name. It's called Headlights.
We've been doing this for years, driving at night. Is that a big deal?
All right. Is he serious about that? The president getting another new limo?
Of course. I'm sure.
Normally, they get new limos with the start of a new presidency. The old limo goes to the vice president for as long as they're in, and the president has a new limo. Why would Obama be getting another new limo? I don't get that.
Because he's doing such a fine job.
Right.
Why not?
Spending. That's
we have
spending
extra
money.
Cash to
yeah,
spend.
Of course
Let's do it.
Yeah, perfect. Here's Wendy Williams from her daytime talk program answering a question from the audience about introducing a bad boy to her family.
I've been talking to this guy for about 2 months, and I really like him. He uses a lot of slang, and he has, some tattoos on him.
Yeah.
And I'm I want to introduce him to my dad, but my dad being, you know, the conservative type, yes, and very old school, do you, yes, think I should continue talking to him behind my dad's back or introduce him to my dad because I really value his opinion, but I like the guy?
Well, the old school would say that you should introduce him to your father.
Yes.
And I might be older, but I don't believe in the old school and doing this.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, a younger Wendy dated lots of different people than mommy and daddy. You had no idea what I was up to. I was up to fang. You've only been dating this guy for 2 months.
Yes.
Until you put your foot down, and this is, how old are you, honey bun?
22.
Okay, let's stay out of the fire of your father. Date him behind your father's back. You're not doing anything horrible.
Yes.
Do you live at home or something?
Yes.
Ah, that's it. Living at home with dad.
Bad.
No, don't do that. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. With a doubling of border agents and a path to citizenship, the Senate sent an immigration reform bill over to the House. Will Speaker Boehner allow it to come to the floor for a vote or kill it?
I agree with immigration reform, and I'm deeply opposed to rounding up 11 million people who've made lives here and sent them home, but I thought this was a terrible piece of legislation, and I don't think they need to get a vote on it. I mean, we've seen in 2006 and 2010, and we'll see in 2014 as well, that you can actually get elected to Congress by doing nothing. The immigration bill has some good things in it and has some bad things in it. It does provide a path to citizenship. At the same time, it throws a lot of money at private enforcement agencies along the border, and we're going to waste a lot of money there. But it's an attempt. It's how sausages are made, as we know. What happens in the House? I have no idea, though. I don't know what Boehner's going to do there.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. 5.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Conversation. Wake up, rise, and shine time. 33 past the hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here. The informative way to start your day so you kind of figure out what's going on. Maybe some of the main news stories and then extra twists and turns in the road. For example, if you have a big idea, you'll be interested in our Dream Big America contest and the participants in it. So we're going to play back one of the conversations with the pitch from a fellow that runs a company called Conscious Box. You'll hear it, and you'll be interested, perhaps, and you may want to vote on him as someone who is worthy of support. I'll explain how the Dream Big contest works in a few minutes here on Good Day. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, a 2020 news quiz question. This, admittedly, is an obscure question.
Uh-oh.
And a lot of times time of the day, people don't have time to do a little research. But I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt, and maybe you can figure out who Robert Bobby Tufts is. Is the mayor of Dorset, Minnesota. Why is he in the news? What about him makes this an unusual story? 888-302-3684. Robert Tufts is the mayor of Dorset, Minnesota. What's the story with Mr. Tufts? And I say Mr. Tufts, sort of the mister in quotation marks. What's his story? 888-302-3684. If you can work your way through that, that would be very cool, because we'll give you a swell prize if you have the right answer. 888-302-3684. Wondering what Robert Tufts, who's the head of Dorset, Minnesota, what about him is unusual. There is a little story at DougSteffen.com today about Florida. How many of you live in Florida? I know we have half a dozen stations carrying this program in and around the central and southern part of the state of Florida, eastern part, western part, all over the place. Florida apparently accidentally banned all computers and smartphones. This is from the Huffington Post. Here's a host named Ahmed Shabib Eldin, who talks to a political analyst named Zach Carter about this accidental ban in Florida.
A really crazy story from Florida, where computers are apparently now banned. Back in April, Florida Governor Rick Scott approved a ban on slot machines and internet cafes, but legislators worded the bill so poorly that they effectively outlawed every computer in the state. Now, the move came after a charity tied to Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll was shut down on suspicion of being an internet gambling front. So, Zach, break down the actual language of the ban for us, if you will.
This is so awesome. Florida politics are just some of the most crazy and pointless politics in the country. Basically, there was a ban, on, as you were saying, Ahmed, on internet cafes for any device or system, I believe maybe network or system, that could be linked to internet gambling. And so it's an amazing sort of double overreach of legislative response here. The problem they were dealing with was internet gambling connected to the lieutenant governor. Instead of just, you know, investigating the lieutenant governor and the illegal internet gambling things that she was funneling, she may or may not have been funneling money to, the state decided to shut down all internet cafes. So you want to go and get a cup of coffee and connect to the Wi-Fi? No, you cannot do that anymore. That's banned. And the language of the internet cafe ban is so broad that it actually bans all computers, because just about anything can be connected to an internet gambling server and allow you to gamble on the internet. So a smartphone, a computer, a laptop, an iPad, all of that stuff technically illegal under the wording of the Florida statute.
The people bringing a lawsuit against this ban, what's their stake in this?
Well, there is this lawsuit against it because there are internet cafe providers who, you know, operators who actually want to run their legitimate businesses because they, you know, like most coffee shops and stuff, you know, you're just running a business. You're not a front for some sort of gambling operation. The idea here is that you've been improperly shut down, and by bringing up the fact that this legislation not only shuts down all internet cafes but also makes all computers illegal, you point out that there's a problem with the statute, and then hopefully get the statute overturned in court.
All that time devoted to that stuff.
Great.
Yeah. All right, Sarah Palin in the news. We may get to that in a few moments. Also, the one of the three contestants in our Dream Big America weekly contest, some email coming up as well as we continue to forge our way through this Wednesday here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-464-4670. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-464-4670. That's 800-464-4670. Call 800-464-4670.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. I thought this was kind of cute, the story that I saw yesterday about Matt Damon, who seems to live the ordinary life in a manner of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's happily married. He's got four daughters. He's interviewed in this month's Esquire magazine. Says that he does his best to give his family a normal life. That's going to be pretty hard when you're in the public eye as much as he is. He talks about some of his more famous friends, like Brad Pitt, who can't do what he does. He said, quote, "I remember telling him that I walk my children to school, and Pitt's face just fell. He was very kind, but he said, you...
blah, blah, blah."
Yeah, exactly. He can't do it. So what's the difference between Matt Damon and Brad Pitt? Why can Matt Damon do it and Brad Pitt not do it? Because Brad Pitt doesn't want to and Matt does. Mm-hmm. That's all. What other? I mean,
and let's be honest, Angelina, a lot more famous than his wife, who was a bartender.
Matt Damon's wife.
Yes.
Oh, well, but he's not showcasing.
He's not looking for it.
No. And I think that's really kind of what it's all about, basically. 19 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, our 2020 News Quiz question has to do with a mayor named Robert Tufts from Dorset, Minnesota. To find the answer, I'll start with Nancy, who's up in Alaska. Hi, Nancy. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Have we ever spoken before?
Yeah, one time many years ago.
Really? What did we talk about?
It was back to school day. It was Labor Day weekend, and we went through, I went to buckle my shoe, and I got to go through all numbers up to number 20, and I was supposed to get a small prize and never did.
No. Wow.
But I still listen to you.
What an outrage. And our prize department is so efficient, too. Michael, I can't imagine that wouldn't have happened.
Well, 2 years. Give it time.
Yeah. I might get there.
Right, yeah.
We sent by courier.
Sarah is a long way away.
All right. Sarah Palin actually is going to bring it the next time she comes back.
Oh, there you go.
All right. She'll bring it up to you. All right. You. So you may, I should just give you a swell prize because you didn't get the last swell prize. Hold on just a second. All right. Don't go away. All right, Michael, take care of her, will you please?
Hmm.
All right, meanwhile, George is in Evansville, Indiana. We'll give him a chance to win a swell prize. George, you ever won a swell prize from us and not gotten it?
No, I haven't.
All right, so there you go.
Consider yourself lucky, and there's always a first time.
There's a leg up on
step on up.
Help yourself. All right, so why is this young fellow in the news, the mayor of Dorset, Minnesota?
Well, he put a dollar in a pot, and they put his name in the hat, and they picked him out, and he's only 4 years old.
4 years old. This town has a population of 24, 25, something like that. And so their elections are, as just described by George, they put names in a hat, and then they pull the name out. And so this kid has won once. He's 4 years old, and he's now running for a second term. So... And maybe he'll make some great decisions. Couldn't be any worse than most of the junk that's the decisions made by some of the boobs.
That's
right?
True.
It's easy to take that shot, George.
Yeah.
All right, how are things in Evansville today?
It's a little hot and muggy.
Are you a farmer?
No, I work third shift in a factory. I'm a shuttle master.
You're a shuttle master? What does that mean?
No, shuttle master. I master shuttles for plastic.
I'm sorry, I don't understand that. Jennifer, you understand what he's saying?
No, something about plastic.
You do what with plastic?
I made it a surgery. Shuttles for customers.
Hmm.
I'm sorry, I can't talk very well. I've got something on my tongue.
All right. Well, I'm not going to put you through that misery. You got the right answer.
You're doing a good job.
Question.
You
You're doing a fine job, so you'll be rewarded. There you go. A couple of items from the email, one of them addressed to Jennifer, one of them addressed to me. Hi, Jennifer. I have a serious question for Dudley, spelled D-U-D-D-L. That's not how you spell this. D-U-D-L-E-Y. But anyway.
It is if they're saying dud.
Yeah, dud. Right. Well, that's why we use Doug.
They wouldn't be. No.
Yeah. At any rate, the question is about Benghazi. Apparently, this lady's name is Erin, and she's concerned about Snowden being a convenient distraction from Benghazi. What important secrets did he actually disclose? None that we are aware of. Have you ever heard of the Manchurian Candidate? Okay, so here's my... I have been talking about Mr. Obama as the Manchurian Candidate for, the last month or so?
Mm-hmm.
That's how he comes across to me. Benghazi is done, finished over. It's all meaningless gobbledygook now. We all know they covered it up. We all know they did a terrible job managing it. We know that. So why waste any more time? It becomes a political hack job. It's a waste of time and energy and conversation. So, no, I'm not going to talk about Benghazi anymore because everybody knows what went on there. As far as Snowden is concerned, yes, he is a convenient distraction. Yes, he disclosed secrets. No, did it hurt us? And would I like to see more of this done? Yeah. Do I have any regard for Snowden? No, I think he's a boob. But I think what he did was helpful to us because I think we need to know what's going on. And I do think that Obama is the Manchurian Candidate. One thing is out today about George Bush. and the essence of who caused the economic meltdown. 65%, I don't know how we get to this stat, maybe this shows you the legitimacy or lack thereof, Jennifer, of this. The stat shows 65% of people in our country believe that George Bush was responsible for the economic problems now, but 54% believe that Obama could have fixed it better than he did.
Can we say, right? Yeah, I'm going to say they're both very similar.
Yes, they are.
In the blame department there.
All right, here's the other email that I was interested in. A woman in California, this is from a lady named Eva Swain. We were talking about sleep deprivation on the air, mm-hmm. and what happens when you don't get enough sleep.
Right.
And so she sent me the story of a woman in California who ran a red light and hit and killed a nanny in the intersection. The nanny was pushing a boy in a stroller. The boy was 14 months old. He was injured, but he survived. The nanny was thrown 30 feet in the air.
Ugh.
Woman claimed she was sleep-deprived because she had given birth the day before. What in the name of God was she doing out driving a car?
Yeah.
So what should happen to her?
Do you punish someone for making that fatal mistake? But you kind of do. I mean, she chose to get behind the wheel.
Just as dangerous as a drunk driver or driving while impaired by drugs. Eva, I think you're right on that. Listener on 980 AM in Russellville, Arkansas. Thank you for being there. Speaking of being there, were you there yesterday when we started our Dream Big America contest? This is something we're pretty excited about here. Hundreds of people voted yesterday for one of the three contestants. Now, if you didn't hear the story, let me briefly, how much time have we got, Michael? I'm looking at time. We haven't got a whole lot of time. I want you to listen. We had three people present ideas from their companies. What's going to happen is everybody's going to vote every week on a winner from these three contestants, and that person's going to get to go on to a final round and get cash and prizes and help keeping their business going. So here is a pitch from Pat Kelly, who runs Conscious Box, a startup in Portland. Let's see if you don't think this is an interesting idea.
Target's scary. Toxic chemicals contained in mass market food, cosmetic, and home care products are killing millions of Americans through obesity and heart disease. Yet over 6,000 product brands are dedicated to natural and organic ingredients, which are safer and healthier than their conventional alternatives. Store shelves are overflowing. A lot of people are overwhelmed by all the choices. And before we started Conscious Box, I was totally overwhelmed. I wanted to make the switch to healthier, consumable products. I was an average consumer. I knew what I liked, but I was not well educated on, say, reading ingredient labels. And a lot of people are finding this. Many have fallen victim to greenwashing, which refers to the tendency for conventional brands to exaggerate the green benefits of their products.
Let me tell you about what we've got here. You can download all three of these contestants at DougStephan.com in the archives box, and then vote. You can actually text DBA to 612-22-DREAM, 612-223-7326. Listen to the pitches, see who you want to support, and follow the dreambigamerica.us site through DougStephan.com.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world, stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
After the hour, keeping up with what's going on in the world, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, presence in Tech Talk time of Shelley Palmer, who's here to talk about Apple's back-to-school promotions. I want to puke when I hear anybody
talk. Getting there, though.
Already. What do you mean, getting there? Just get out of school 2 weeks
LA,
ago.
I don't know about things where you are, but in L.A., we go back to school August 10th.
Yeah. You're going back to school?
Just thank God, no.
School bell rings. Children sing, it's back to school again next month. Anyway, I find this just disgusting. We're talking about this already, but I'll defer to Shelley Palmer, who's our technology reporter, who wants to explain what Apple's back-to-school promotion is all about. And we'll do so in just a moment here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Because Kate switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe three or four in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. It doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't. Because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Apple's back-to-school promotion is back and bigger than ever. Even though most college students won't head out for another month and a half or so, Apple has already begun its yearly promotion that offers discounts in the App Store and App Store credit for new hardware purchases. If you're currently a college student, just got accepted to college, or making a purchase on behalf of your college-age son or daughter, Apple will offer a $100 App Store gift card with the purchase of every Mac. The promotion also offers a $50 App Store credit with the purchase of every iPad. And for the first time, Apple is also tossing in a promotion for the iPhone, giving you a $50 App Store gift card with every iPhone purchase. Don't worry, teachers, you're included in the promo too. Apple's back-to-school sale will run all the way through the summer, but if you want to get a jump start on the new school year, Apple's there to make things easy for you. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. We know that not everyone is hoping to get married. So if you're looking for a fun, rewarding dating life, eHarmony.com could be perfect for you. We'll bring you people that share your passions and are truly compatible with you. Think how much you'll enjoy life when you have people of quality to date. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You won delicious pork and great value on
swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Jackoff.
All right, also in the world of technology, or I guess associated items, whenever I see something like this, I think, how wonderful is it that we have things like eBay? Hulk Hogan's ex-wife, Linda, upset Jennifer that some of her family keepsakes are showing up on eBay.
How?
Well, I think that's the question.
Hulk Hogan put them there.
Apparently, some of the pictures that were important to her went missing from a storage unit, and now they are for sale. She found some of the items in a local thrift store as well. So you got to understand that.
Thievery.
Right. Somebody knew how to where the lock was or how to break into these things. Have you ever used a storage unit?
No. I did when I was president of Women in Cable. We had a storage unit for our organization, but I've never personally used one. They're scary when you go in the hallway.
Oh, yeah. When I left stuff in L.A. here and there, and I've been back and forth, it's kind of creepy. So here's an interesting item from the Today Show section at DougStephan.com. As our lives become more complicated, we're becoming overwhelmed with juggling all the social networks, the email accounts. We are suffering from FOMO. Do you know what FOMO is?
Fear of missing out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's exactly what's going on here. According to the My Life 2013 Connecting and Communicating Online report, the state of social media suggests that we juggle too many online profiles. That's why I'm not going to join Google Plus. I keep getting these invites. I'm not going to do it. Enough already.
You show them.
Facebook and Twitter, that's enough. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.